You're welcome.
Okay, seriously, you kept me holding for way too long.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I just got through my emails. Rude.
Yeah.
Rude.
So, did they tell you what just happened?
No, what?
Oh my God, the crazy shit. So I call you.
Yeah.
And Cameron answers the phone.
Okay.
And I was like, and of course I was giving him shit. And I'm like, you tell her, because he said you were on the phone, and I said, you tell her to hang up, because there's nobody more important than me.
Okay.
And he was like, okay. he said, well, I'll have her call you. And I said, you know what, never mind, because my other line was ringing, and it said RDI Diamonds. So I thought it was you.
Oh, you
so I answered the So I answered the phone, and I'm like, you know what, I don't know that I want to talk to you right now. And there's this long pause because I thought it was you. And then she was like, this is Barbara, not Anne. And I was like, oh, my God.
Fine. Fine. Who cares? Fine.
Oh, my God. Too fucking funny.
So good.
Yes. And I'm like, I should probably buy a lottery ticket because what are the odds of that happening? Right?
Correct. Correct.
Yes, yes.
My God. What's going on?
So I'm trying to, I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to tell you this. It's a long story.
Okay.
Well, not really. But so, you know, the new owner, Michelle.
Yeah.
You know, she has a store in Lapeer.
Yeah.
Well, her store manager there, and keep in mind, their population's like 8,000. And it's a bunch of, it's farmers.
Where is it? Is it PA or?
Lapeer.
Lapeer, what state?
Michigan.
Oh, that's right, Michigan. Okay.
Yeah. So her manager sold a 5-carat, like a 506 emerald cut or some shit.
Okay.
And long story. So there was a trainer here, like a sales trainer.
Yeah.
And we had to have individual interviews. So the week before the trainer came, Michelle's other manager from the Michigan store was here.
Okay.
And I had to hear multiple times about how she sold this big fucking diamond.
Okay.
And it started to piss me off. And then this sales trainer shows up, and she is, she says to me, what's the most expensive thing you've sold in all the years that you've been in the business? And I said, my biggest sale to date is $65,000. And it was a 433 round. It was an EGL certified, USA certified stone, whatever. Anyway, and she was like, that's it? And so it pissed me the fuck off. So now I'm bound to determine if she sold a 506, I want to sell like a 507 or bigger. She'd be like, there, take that motherfucking shit. How about that?
So wait a second. Because she's in, I'm looking at her account right now. What's the lady's name?
What do you mean? The woman, Marsha?
Oh, her name's Marsha?
Yeah.
Is she a bitch or is she nice?
No, she's nice. She's nice. I mean, I like her. But, you know what, let me call you right back. I just had two people walk in. And
all right,
just
hurry up and call you back.
Okay, I'll talk to you in a bit.
All right.
Okay, bye.